With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay.
We saw Batman's dick!
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Callie.
We're a little thrown.
Can you guys say, what issue is this?
This is Batman Damned Number One, written by Brian Azzarello and drawn by Lee Bermejo.
And it's called that because when you see it, you're like, damned!
It is part of the new Black something imprint.
Black Label?
Black Label. Yeah. And it is a like oddly shaped comic book. It is bigger than most.
Yeah, that was
the
thing.
And it's like kind of to the side.
That's right.
It dresses
nice,
left.
Nice. Okay, so here's my question. So which of you have read this issue? All three of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have not. Okay, I have questions.
Circumcised.
I saw that. I saw the image. I just have no context.
We're not shocked.
I'm not shocked.
No.
It's very common.
John and Martha got him circumcised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question. Is he nude in this image?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stripped down to his nothing because he's walking into the Batcave.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Having been revived after being like shot a bunch of times.
Okay.
Left for dead, basically.
Okay.
And he's like, Bat computer, run a scan on me. And the Bat computer is like, you're a little bruised and like you pulled a muscle or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, evidence of gunshot wounds. And the computer's like, nah. And so like he's stripped down to nothing so that like we know that something weird happened.
Oh.
Because anyone would be able to tell that he'd been shot, but there are no gunshot wounds in
him.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, all right. The way that the penis lies.
Yeah.
Is kind of like to his right.
Right, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like, whoa.
But he is mid-stride.
So he's
walking.
So it could
be woggling.
He's like, you can tell by the way that I move my walk, I'm a woman's man.
Batman's dick.
I'm Batman's dick. Okay, so...
Oh, the little pule singing.
Yeah. Listen, that joke never gets old. Always do it. It's really fun. Your partner loves it. Okay, so...
But what's challenging, if you're trying to, like, examine...
Yes.
All the facts.
Yes.
Is that there's a lot of shadow.
Yeah, it's so
dark.
So it's
not clear where his pelvic bone is.
Yeah.
Mm, so...
Where does this thing begin?
Right.
That was my quest.
I see where it ends.
Right.
We see the head.
But we can't see where it starts.
The bang.
We can't see the pubic hair situation.
Mm. I know.
Yeah, but he's pretty hairy everywhere else. You know, there's...
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, so he's extremely hairy and he has like a bald pain?
Well, I don't know extremely
he's
hairy.
He's not extremely hairy, but he's like a man. He's a man. He doesn't shave his chest.
Yeah. Okay.
Except for Into the Shape of a Bat.
It is
that's
not.
That's...
I saw this comic. It does. That is not real.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because Kelly's not seen
trying
it.
Trying to spread misinformation.
That's for special occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so interesting. I mean, that's a bold move to show like a crotched genitals.
But it's interesting also because like it's so in the shadow.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like an Easter egg.
Well, so I wrote about this issue. It's going to be the article is on Recon Punch the same day that this posts. And I think that they do it on purpose as like part of a sleight of hand act.
Okay.
Like, here is one sensational image that they know that everyone is going to flip to right away and sort of like have a cloud of distraction around everything else. And a lot of the, there's like a three card Monty scene later in the issue. And so like, I think there are themes of like disguising what's really happening and the issue presenting one thing, but something else actually happening.
Question. Yeah. What is three card Monty?
It's that game that street hustlers play where there's three cards.
Oh, that's the shell game. Yep. When we were talking about Colin possibly being a grifter in another life. Okay.
So that's my working theory as to why it's in this issue.
Mystique
that
and
makes
illusion.
Sense. And especially because so like the whole thing, spoilers, if you haven't read it yet, but it's narrated by John Constantine.
Yes.
And he says outright that he's going to not narrator. Tell you the story as he's telling you the story, which I rolled my eyes so hard at because I'm like, then you shouldn't have this job.
Yeah,
you're
then
just,
don't
you're
do
admitting
it.
That
then
you're a bad narrator. It. You're saying you're not going to tell us the story. Why should I listen to you?
Do you like unreliable narrators in general?
I just don't. I can't abide incompetency at the workplace.
Oh,
that's not true.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. You choose to lie in this moment.
Well, that, Mogi, that's like sort of how you know people say you always dislike about someone else what you see in yourself. Yeah, yeah. So whenever I see in people who are just bad at their job, I'm like, oh. Cool.
You're professional
always. You are very competent and very proud
you
of your
You are very competent, though.
But you are not expecting
that. I like that this is worse.
Stop it.
That compliment to Colin is worse than telling him he's incompetent.
You are really competent, though, and you like get you get shit done.
Like, I trust you to get done anything that we throw your way.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
This so much.
Really?
Not things we throw your way, but things you say you will do.
Yeah.
I trust you fully that you will do a good job at whatever it is. But like, if I like was like, hey, next week we're going to talk about Harry Potter, read all seven books before next week.
Well, that's...
But you would never say you would do it.
Yeah, you would just be like, I can't
so
do that.
So I
could
throw
not
things your
that.
Way that you're not going to do.
Point. That's a good point.
But if you said, I will do it, you're going to do it to the best of your ability, and you might even do it in a way I wouldn't expect. That's even better than I could have imagined.
Oh yeah, you really think outside the box a lot. You're very resourceful, and that's one of the qualities that I admire most in people.
Uh-huh.
Really, if someone's not resourceful, I kind of hate them.
Wow.
Like, if you're helpless, get out of my face, man.
I would say don't back down from the you said you kind of hate them. Let's just straight on hate them.
Well, you can stand them.
I can stand them. I can be around you, but, like, not for too long. I'll just talk shit about you to other people.
I'll talk shit about you on a podcast.
Are there other superhero penises that we want to see, or are we just excited about Batman?
I mean, I want to compare Superman's now.
But you also slipped for a second and almost said Spider-Man.
I don't want to see Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
I've seen too many Spider-Men
where
at
he's
Hollywood
young.
Highland.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought
so
you were going to
like
say you've seen...
personal? I'd be
it's
like
too
seeing
real.
Your brother.
It's too real.
Oh! That was gross! Now I can't even think
Wait,
about
Wait, are
penises.
Any of you guys playing Spider-Man right now?
I wish I was.
No,
I'm not.
Oh, he's
it
so much
so
hotter
cool.
in his outfit than not.
He looks, you hate his hair.
His hair is so ugly.
Okay, but that's true.
It's a crime.
It's Peter Parker.
Time.
He's a nerd.
It's
that's
horrible.
Like the whole
no,
thing.
Colin, you'll see it and you will be like, put the Spider-Man mask on. Always.
I mean, if I ever come across Peter Parker, I might say that anyway.
True. Put the mask on.
Just because you want to meet Spider-Man. You don't really care about meeting
like,
Peter
hey,
Parker. Yeah.
Cool, man. Thanks for showing me your photography portfolio. Can we go swinging through the fucking urban jungle?
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'll go, psst, I won't tell.
Oh, like in the Tobey Maguire part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm a little kid in Tobey Maguire movie.
Tobey Maguire and little kid Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Cute. That's cute. Too cute. I don't know. I like you know, actually, nah. I take it back. You know whose dick I want to see?
Who?
Thor. I want to see Thor's schlong. I want to see
what? It's too much.
You think it's scary?
It probably
You think lightning shoots out of it?
No.
I was gonna say it like fucking leaves bruises on his knees.
Oh, it's like just like a pendulum.
Why would it be that long?
Just swamp it, because he's Thor. He's the god of thunder.
I don't.
It's similar to his hammer.
I think. Oh, God, it's super
it's
top
huge,
heavy.
Huge, huge top.
No he's one like, are can you lift
worthy?
It but him.
Are you worthy? Dang.
I think just out of curiosity, I'd like to see Martian Manhunter's dick.
Who?
He's a Martian. Mm-hmm. So he's a big, weird green guy.
Oh,
I'd like to see
that's interesting.
Just to understand what his
I
want to
know what the physiology is there. Going
on. I know who Martian Manhunter is.
Yeah.
But I think because of some wires crossed in my brain from when I was a kid, every time I hear the Martian Manhunter, I think of the little guy from Flintstones.
Oh, Kazoo. Oh.
Kazoo. And so in my head, I thought you were saying you wanted to see Kazoo's dick. And I was like,
all right. Sure.
Okay. Kazoo's dick is very hard to see.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine for like a vagina of his species. You know, I'm sure they fit like peas
or
in a pot.
Or they may like he might like be a bee.
Spores kind of thing, or wait, how do bees do it?
Bees, I think they drop some
don't
shit
they lay
around.
Eggs and shit.
What? No, a queen lays eggs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So
and then they're fertilized by male bees.
I was saying like how bees make flowers do it. I guess is what I was saying.
Oh.
A bee is just a flying condom.
So they're. Yeah.
But like the
that's
opposite.
The worst condom ever.
It's like it's a condom with holes. Yeah, yeah.
It's like a condom that you turn inside out,
like shove into your beehole. Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, I was. It doesn't matter. The image only gets more upsetting as we explain it.
As we go into sounding.
Y'all. Okay, I just googled how do bees fuck. the male drones. Mm-hmm. It's like they fly all around and they have sex in the air, like a bird.
Yeah.
Like a bird.
I almost got hit in the face by two bees and like this afternoon.
Two bees fucking?
I think that was the case.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Because they
like,
were on an erratic flight path and they like went right by my eyeball.
That's upsetting.
Oh, that endophallus, inner sac of the penis. They put it in the queen's abdomen and they ejaculate semen in there.
Yeah, so pretty basic.
So who are
pretty
they,
basic.
Who are they flying around?
The queen and then drones are flying around her and then they each take turns like getting on it.
Oh. Like a train.
But it's like they're all flooping around all over the place.
Oh, maybe I didn't get almost hit in the face by
bees. Maybe
they were
fighting.
Maybe.
Oh.
Bee fight.
Anyway. Yeah, okay. So you want to see Kazoo's dick.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what I said.
That's what you said. For
we'll hold
sure.
it
sorry,
to
I had to stand
you
by
to
it. Yes.
You made your bed and I'll sleep with Kazoo.
Who do you think has the smallest dick to person ratio in the superhero community?
I mean,
Barry
two?
Allen.
I was thinking Barry Allen.
Wait, question. Sorry. Who's
the Flash?
The Flash.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
or honestly, what about Green Arrow?
Yeah, I could see that.
Because he's trying to project BDE real hard.
Yeah.
But I don't think he really has it.
Yeah. What about like, you know who I actually think, are we a specific universe or are we just saying superheroes?
Superheroes.
Let's just go superheroes.
Okay. I know. I feel like, have we seen his dick? Dr. Manhattan, have we seen it?
Yes,
oh,
we've
yeah.
seen it.
Is it big?
I could draw it for you. We've seen it so much.
Yeah.
A lot in that movie, right?
He doesn't wear clothes.
In the movie, in the comics.
Yeah.
And,
is it big?
It's,
I just feel like he probably
size.
Eats, I think he eats
it's
puss
not
a
out,
lot.
Yeah.
He'll have two people.
Yeah.
He'll turn himself
millions
into two
people
so he can eat extra puss. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm.
yeah he is.
I feel like that sometimes.
All of the
turning extra
putting
people.
Yourself into to so you can eat extra puss.
You know, emotionally.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, you know who probably has a tiny dick?
Emotional puss.
Ew! That's so gross.
That's disgusting.
It's what
ew!
Because I just picture. Here's what I picture eating emotional pusses. I picture it's like someone being like, "I'm depressed," and you're like, "Yeah, you're fucking depressed. Yeah, you're depressed. Tell me all about it, girl."
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Until what?
You come
until the girl starts crying.
I tore that emotional puss off.
Yeah.
You know who I bet, and this is in the same Watchmen universe, is that dude, the guy that's the owl guy. Yeah, is that?
No. We also see his dick.
Yeah,
we
see
Dan's dick. It's not that impressive.
Yeah.
You need to reread Watchmen and look out for some dicks.
Yeah,
dang,
there's
a lot of dicks in it, right?
All over that book, yeah.
Yeah. You've seen all these
we
dicks.
We see his dick?
Mm-hmm.
It's normal?
I mean, yeah, he's a man. He's like a middle-aged man.
All right.
He's got like a, it's, you know,
average.
It's not remarkable.
Average schlong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Normal dick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, Captain America's dick. If we would love to see Captain America's dick.
I think Joker's cut his own dick off already.
Whoa.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if he cut it.
I think he's like
off.
Mutilated it.
Maybe he bifurcated it.
Yeah. I could see him doing something like that.
You know what I could see him doing? like scarring it up, like cutting at it. And then I bet Harley like likes how it feels.
Oh no, no, no. I got it. He put metal rings into it and then threaded a shoelace through it, which Harley can like do in little bows and stuff like that.
Ugh. Oh,
like down the shaft, there's like two sets of metal rings.
No, we get it.
And no one is confused, Colin.
Oh, we
keep explaining.
And like sometimes he gets really fat laces. It does like the straight across, like when you were in junior high and you had skate shoes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that look. I did that.
Yeah, same.
But what's cool about laces is you can do them different ways. So you can have like a totally different shoe.
Totally.
One
day to the next.
Yeah.
Totally different dicks from one day to the next.
You can like shift the shape of it.
So are we in a better world now that we've seen Batman's dick?
Patrick's like, I'm not taking that exit.
He refuses to go out on it. I tried to give you an ending, but you slapped it away.
Yeah,
today.
We worked all together very hard, except for Patrick. And here's the
thing.
Nope,
I want to keep talking about
Patrick
it.
Patrick doesn't want...
Is the world different? I mean, here's the thing about all comics.
Yes.
This is just one creative team's idea of what his dick looks like.
True.
You're saying it's not necessarily canon?
Yeah, I mean, it's canon,
but
like,
it could change.
It could change. So, like, sure. I guess I'm not different because fan art of this existed.
Sure.
I hadn't seen it. But, yeah. I think I'm okay.
I feel fine. I feel the same.
I feel the same, too.
It's a beautiful book. The artwork is amazing and stuff like that. It's not like my cup of tea. It's not what I go out and read. Like, I really enjoy like Kate Bishop and like comic books that don't really, or superhero stories that don't really mean much of anything. This is so serious and dark and bloody. And I ran out and I bought it because it's got Batman's dick. So they got my $8. So if it's a marketing thing, or I do like your idea of sleight of hand though, but if it's a marketing thing, it's, I'm sure, very successful and cool.
Great.
Yeah, I think it was an effective way to promote the book in the circles which the book is intended. Because the book is not an all ages book.
No. I mean, do you think it was that like they had intended it as a marketing thing? Like that DC editorial was like, now, Lee, make sure you draw Batman's dick in this panel.
No, I don't think anyone made him do it. But I think once they knew it was
I did. I sent him 1,000 letters.
Wow.
And it was just
1,000
like,
exactly.
I just wrote pee-pee on it.
You just printed it 1,000 times.
1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, on your Batman stationery.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
So
okay.
Pee-pee. He knew.
I'm sorry I blew the transition. We can't get back to it.
No,
now.
We can't. We're drowning forever.
Well,
you know, when sometimes you drown, you get bloated.
Yeah. But then sometimes if you drink a lot of water, then you can like pee out that bloat.
That's not even sort of a thing.
But sometimes
my point was you look one way.
Yeah.
And then you look a different way.
Then when you're dead of drowning.
Yeah. You blow.
You blow. You look like a different thing.
Different.
It's almost like you changed what you looked like.
Yeah. You shape shifted.
We're talking shapeshifter ships. And why are we doing this?
Captain Marvel trailer dropped.
Captain Marvel trailer dropped.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
And we see Captain Marvel smack an old lady.
Punch.
Who is obviously part of the Kree. No, Skrull.
Skrull. I was correct in my assumption then. We were trying to guess why you thought shapeshifters, and I was like, I think it's because of Skrulls. And then they thought I was saying Skrulls. And now everyone's been at our pre-show.
It's like you ate at the diner with us. Because I really thought, she said Skrulls, and I was like, yeah, I guess some kind of video game shit I don't know about. So
wow.
Skrulls.
Like, isn't there a game called
I've heard you be
Elder
dismissive
Scrolls?
Before.
So the
he was more
Scrolls.
Dismissive at dinner, if you
oh,
can
that
believe
was,
that.
I toned it down.
Yeah, this right now, because history is being made.
So the Skrull is a race of shape-shifting
Skrull.
Aliens.
Skrulls.
S-K-R-U-L-L.
Like skull,
and they do what now, Patrick?
They are shape-shifting aliens,
uh-huh.
And they like plant themselves on Earth and assume the roles of characters that we know and love,
mm-hmm.
And then are, you know, they try to take over the planet and then are stopped by
gotcha,
our heroes.
Gotcha.
They're among us.
Right. And they're the like Captain Marvel has some Skrull DNA or something. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know the Captain Marvel origin super well.
I get confused about the Krees and the Skrulls.
Yeah, they're very similar.
But they hate each other.
Yes, they fight each other all the time.
Mm.
But Skrulls are red, right? No.
They're like green.
They're green.
Right.
Kree. Kree.
Who are also not the Chitauri.
Kree are red, right?
Honestly, I cannot picture a Kree right now.
Hey, Siri, show me Kree.
But so that,
show me Kree.
That old woman. Did you guys see this like editorial that like Captain Marvel shouldn't be hitting old women?
I saw that. I didn't need to continue reading.
I didn't even see it.
Oh, Kree are blue.
Yeah, Kree like blue. Ronin.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yeah, the Accuser.
Yeah.
The Accuser.
Lee Pace.
Okay. Yeah, the Accuser.
I saw the headline and I was like, I don't need to read this.
It's dumb.
Yeah, I bet.
So shapeshifters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the ships that I had a hard time with this one.
Did you?
I didn't.
I had one come right to my mind
as
well.
Me too.
Well, Colin, let's hear yours.
I hope it's the anti-ship.
Yeah, I hope ours is
OTP, no TP.
I kind of want that to be the case every week.
Okay, say yours.
So mine come from the Nintendo Switch universe, and I ship
Switch specifically.
Is it
the controllers?
No, it is Snip and Clip from Snippleclip.
Aw, that's cute.
Those little two shapes, and they gotta cut each other into other shapes, and then they can like,
they are cute.
They're so cute. And the thing I love about them, I mean, we've talked about like having a common goal with your partner and stuff like that. That's very relatable and very adorable. Mm-hmm. And they've got little ties. They're like the cutest thing imaginable. I like to imagine them having a long, happy life together. In preparing for this episode, I went on DeviantArt.
Uh-oh.
Guys, I need to just delete that app. It upsets
me. You have the app?
Yes.
You're in too deep. You're on a list now.
Every time I look at that fucking thing, I'm upset by everything that people are drawing
snipper
them,
clips, by the way.
Snipper clips, yes. Yeah. The little U shape.
Yeah, do you have a Switch?
No. I played it with Patrick.
No, I know you've I'm familiar with him playing it. I'm just trying to fully understand. Okay.
No, I just like them.
So tell me more about these.
So what was the nasty shit you saw about them?
Well, so a lot of people are drawing them like humanoid.
I don't need that.
Yeah,
no,
that was upsetting. No. Even like the PG stuff, like where they're like two cute boys or a cute girl, cute boy. Didn't find any.
Wait, are they still cutting each other?
Ew. No, they're just like kissing and necking, and then in the deeper pages, you know, they're doing other stuff.
That's right. PG stuff.
Like a lot of like hands. It's everything you see on DeviantArt. It's always like a
two
hug,
of them in
but
the tub.
The hands are in the underwear and stuff like that. Didn't see any tubs.
No tubs.
A lot of this.
Oh, you found it.
Kelly just pulled up the DeviantArt app.
Don't show me the picture. Pick one. And describe it to us, and then we'll see. And we'll see if the thing we see matches the visual you created for us.
Okay. Let me find a good one.
Yeah, the thing about DeviantArt is I have to stop.
I hate
up
this
cute.
One so much.
Let's hear it.
Okay, tell me about it.
Just because I don't like them being human. Okay, so one is like a. I don't know which one is Snip or Clip.
Oh, Snip is the yellow one, I believe. Oh. No, Snip is pink.
So they're both wearing like romper shorts with bow ties.
Mm-hmm.
One is wearing a yellow romper shorts with a red bow tie. Curly brown hair.
Okay.
They're kind of like anime-ish. I want to say that they're like, what's the word when they're like, make them little?
Kawaii?
No, not kawaii.
Oh, like the super deformed?
No. What's that word? It's like
chibi?
Chibi. They're a little chibi.
Oh, okay.
A little. So yellow romper is holding red scissors, has curly brown hair, is sitting on the butt of a fully on the laying on the tummy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
red
sitting
romper.
On the butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can picture it.
So romper is laying on the tummy. Red romper. Is laying
on its own tummy. Yeah.
On his own tummy, like with legs up behind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a baby. And then
Or a sexy girl.
Yeah, or a sexy girl.
Or like a sexy baby.
Or like a sexy baby. Yellow romper is sitting on the butt of that one.
Oh, don't do that. That's not comfortable for either butt.
Now, red romper is holding the yellow handled scissors right next to his mouth. And like going like, ooh. Like, and they both.
Like, I might cut your mouth?
Like,
oh, no, like, oh, like, I'm so cute.
Yeah, I'm cute. Yeah. They're both being very cute. Mm-hmm. And they have that look of, like, you know when anime characters are, like, turned on and their cheeks are really red and their nose is red?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's that.
Okay.
But it's cute and it doesn't look like it's super sexual. It just looks like they're being cute.
Sounds super sexual.
But.
Can I see it?
Here's the image.
Oh, I hate that. I really hate
honestly,
that.
Honestly, I kind of like Snip and I hate Clip.
Okay, which one is Snip?
Snip's yellow, right?
Okay, I hate Clip. So. Do you see what Clip is doing with the scissors?
Gross, like, here's the thing. Yeah. Snip thinks they're being cute.
Yeah.
Clip thinks they're going to have sex later.
Wait, no, Snip has, like, dead eyes and a weird flat grin like, hey. And the scissors.
Yeah.
No, she's like,
hey,
out for blood.
I'm having fun sitting on a butt.
Yeah.
Not to kink shame, but this is, like, getting into some real scary territory with those scissors pretty soon.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they're going to just cut each other's clothes off, like, slowly and kind of dangerously, then I guess I can get into it.
Yeah,
but I mean, the whole thing.
Characters.
The whole thing about the characters is that they just cut each other over and over
and
again.
And they love it. Maybe that's the problem with humanizing them.
Yeah.
Because when they're pieces of paper, they can love it.
Right.
When you're human, you can love it, but that makes you, like...
but it's destructive.
Like, the characters in Crash.
Like, what is happening with them?
This is like an obese Snip.
He's very sad. I think he's missing Clip.
He ate Clip?
No.
Because he just is drooling, which is my concern.
Mm-hmm. And his belly is all full.
He's tired.
He's just tired from all the snipping. Day. Lots of comments on this. Let's see.
This is the week that
we go through DeviantArt. DeviantArts.
People are like, listen, this is nothing compared to other stuff I see on the internet. I've seen prawn porn. Prawn, like a shrimp.
I knew what a prawn was.
Or is it the prawn from District 9?
Oh, yeah.
The aliens from District 9.
Those are almost human. That's fine.
Yeah,
they got
legs.
Yeah, they got
big bugs.
Yeah.
There's some pterodactyl porn from the late 70s. I'll try to track down and I'll send you guys a link.
How was that in 1978?
Pterodactyl porn.
Flying... vaginas.
Yep, flying vaginas.
I lost it.
Yeah,
I lost
1978.
Sorry. I lost it.
John C. Reilly's first film.
I hate this. Why do people do this?
I will say, Kelly, I can steer you in the right direction. As much as I did not like that humanization of them, I did also find some cosplays of people dressing like that.
Oh,
that
was
really cute.
I think cosplay's cute. I think Halloween
costume. Yeah. Cosplay, I'm in.
So if you want to cheer yourself up after this, check that out.
And yeah, maybe X out of it.
Yeah, I gotta go.
There's
gotta get out.
There's nothing good for you left.
I gotta get out.
But you have a ship.
Yeah. I like, one of my favorites is Remus Lupin and Tonks. I like
yes.
them together, and they're
from
both.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Remus is a werewolf, and Tonks can change her hair. And I think
why is their transformation so mild?
It's so mild. It's so mild. And then
it's
I think
Allison Hennigan and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. I think it's like fun also to imagine that like Sirius gets involved sometimes.
I like Sirius and Remus a lot.
I love Sirius and Remus.
Because he turns into the mangy dog, right?
He turns into like a big dog. Yeah. Okay. So he can kind of tussle around with the werewolf.
Mm. And he learned how to do it.
To
like
be
help
a good
his
friend.
Yeah.
I also
their friendship
and, like,
is amazing.
I think that there's like a kind of like fucked up ship of like hate fucking with like Snape and Sirius. I think there's something there.
Snape and Sirius.
But here's the thing, Snape would be too annoying still in love with Lily and he'd just be like, I don't want to deal with this.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I need any more Snape ships.
Anymore than him and Hermione.
Yeah. Of course. Obviously that one holds.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm okay with him just being consumed with sadness about Lily forever.
Yeah, I like that.
Because he needs to, like, I personally detested the always part. And people were like, that's like the best thing. And I'm like, nah, dude. Like, she didn't love you, so
move on.
Her not loving you is enough for you to not love her.
Well, and honestly, like, how good is your love, really, if you're going to be so unbelievably cruel to her son?
Yeah, like abuse.
Like there's a point where we find out like there were other things going on. But like at first, he's just cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like
he's just mean.
Frequently in private too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's like no like all the pretense or whatever. Yeah. Like uh-huh. It's not there. And he's just like, Potter,
you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're a real piece of shit on the
you're
bottom of my shoe.
You're dead.
And it's
good
like
thing he's dead.
Like it's like you don't need to have that conversation. What? So yeah, I think I like Sirius kind of getting involved maybe in the Tonks Lupin thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like maybe each of them has sex with him sometimes, or maybe they all three do it together. Who knows? I like them.
I think that's a great thruple.
Maybe doing something.
Is it purely sexual in your mind?
No, I think that Sirius cares for them deeply and they care for him.
Okay.
I think you could take her Tonks or leave her.
I think Tonks is more like, she's like, I gotta do my thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes, so she goes off and then...
And just lets the dogs play.
Yeah, the dogs play.
That's why you get two dogs.
Right.
So you can go to work and not feel bad about it. Yeah.
Okay, what about you guys? Do you guys have anything good?
So while we're on the subject of Harry Potter, I really liked the like student teacher relationship between Harry and Mad-Eye Moody, who's not actually Mad-Eye Moody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like Barty Crouch Jr. or someone? I forget how the
plot
of book
four. I think it is Barty Crouch Jr. and he's like polyjuiced.
Yeah, and he's just polyjuicing Mad-Eye Moody to shit.
Yeah.
And just like taking his place. And that's where like I feel like Harry learns so much, and like I don't know, I feel like there's a real bond between these two characters that like just goes away, even though like Mad-Eye Moody is revealed in like later books and is around later.
I remember reading that in like junior high or whenever it was, and at the end, and just feeling so strange about the fact that the entire like 700 page of relationship is just completely nullified.
Yeah.
They've never even met.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's sad.
It is really sad, and it is sad too. Like I feel like the books try and be like, oh, there's kind of a thing between Mad-Eye and Harry. Like they have a friendship. I'm like, no, they don't.
No,
like,
they don't at all.
The other dude is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Just like everyone Harry loves.
Yeah.
Wow. But my real ship was, and we don't have to talk about it for too long, but Kuzco and Pacha in The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, I love them.
They're
I love
such
that
good
movie.
Friends. That movie's great.
It's so funny.
They have a very similar dynamic to Sarah and Hoggle, actually. And that one
I don't
of them's
know
not
why
really
you
very,
I don't know why
fact,
you have to bring
one
that
of them's not really
I don't
a great
know why.
Friend. But the fact that they go on this journey together,
we were having
and their
a nice conversation.
Gross, it's just,
we
it's, having... just, it's striking to me
no,
how
it's
those
not.
Two stories.
You know what? It's not, because here's the thing. We always knew that Kuzco was a liar from the beginning, and he changes. Hoggle pretends to be kind. And then he's a liar.
Disagree. He's like, get the fuck away from me, you strange human woman.
Kuzco's also like our perspective character. Right?
Yeah,
like we're more with him than we are with Pacha, even though like we know he's an asshole. Like,
and he's telling the story.
Yeah.
And so he changes from an asshole to a not, even in the narration.
Yeah.
Also, he's cuter than Hoggle. Hoggle is like disgusting to look at, and like he's a llama.
Here's the thing. He is cuter, but only as a llama. Like
he's
any other version.
You
don't
like the David Spade version of
no,
him?
No, of course I don't.
I like him as a llama. I think he's cute as a llama.
I hope that in like the you know, whatever future like fanfic that he just turns back into a llama unexplained.
Yeah.
And they just live their lives together like that.
I know there are some like direct-to-video sequels, but I don't know.
Like Kronk's New Groove?
Yeah, I don't know that those characters return. It might just be Kronk's side stories.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen any of them.
But... I've never seen even Emperors.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh. Good one. Sorry to borrow a phrase.
It's okay. I don't mind it. I appreciate it. I'm glad that it's growing.
It's branding. Yeah, yeah.
Ryan.
Yes. Okay, so I didn't read the text thread until late in the day.
Yes.
And by that, I'd never read it. Kelly told me what it was. So
even though she did a TLDR in the text thread itself.
But then we kept texting.
You kept talking.
Oh, we kept
and
going.
Then, so she
and
can't
I
read
was
it.
In Malibu,
I never know.
Work. There was a lot going on. So... I don't know that I could have come up with something better if I had given myself more time, but the one I came up with is a Skrull. So, oh my God. It's from Runaways. It's Carolina and Zavin.
Oh.
And I always loved it because Carolina, are you guys familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they've been promised to each other before they met. She is an alien, but both her parents are now dead. So she is kind of figuring out her shit. She's also, she comes out of the closet during the same like time mm-hmm. in her life. So she's got a lot of identity stuff going on.
Yeah.
And her betrothed comes to town and he's a Skrull, and he, and I'm calling him he because he first presents himself as a male. And when he finds out, or when Zavin finds out that Carolina is gay, immediately just like changes genders to be more appealing to Carolina, but also like they do have this connection mm-hmm. and it's a really interesting like way to deal with gender and also deal with like the ideas of identity and what your parents wanted for you versus what you want for yourself. And ultimately it's kind of tragic because Zavin sacrifices themselves. I don't know. That it's not, I don't remember Zavin does not give a fuck about gender pronouns. Which is an interesting thing that I feel like if this was written, because this was written like 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah,
I feel
do like Skrulls now, have gender?
Skrulls, that was my question
have,
about
Skrulls,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Skrulls don't have gender.
Okay.
So, so and, it's, like, it's, and so it doesn't right. really mean anything to him, but he right. knows, and I'm, again, I'm going to say him just because that's how he first presents, but
right.
It doesn't, it's meaningless to right. Zavin. Right. So for Zavin's like, I, you know, with Carolina, he's like, I fell in love with Carolina. So I know that I, what
whatever,
she
whatever
is,
makes you comfortable.
Yes, exactly.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's just a really, I always thought it was really interesting at the time. I almost wish now that it could be.
Yeah, like updated.
Updated yeah. or redone, just because I think with the way that we all now understand gender and people talk about gender now, it could be, even be more powerful or interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess he's non-binary. And I'm again, I'm using male pronouns.
Yeah. Because that's how the character first presented
exactly.
itself. Yeah,
and because the book doesn't really define pronouns.
Right.
For Zavin. So do which I think it would now. I think it would be very
It would
now.
Have to, yeah.
Do Skrulls then, so they don't have gender? So when they, what are their pronouns?
Skrull.
So it's just, I don't know. Just like,
I mean, they,
I don't think they or
no. I mean, the Skrulls probably. I mean, just they're being written by comic book writers in the 80s and whatever. Yeah. So probably he. They're probably just probably all he.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're, at least that I've ever read, books that are centered in and primarily about Skrull society.
Interesting.
They
they're
always
coming always here.
The other. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, when you write villains, like you, mm-hmm. they're in the book.
Yeah.
And they get to interact with each other, but like. There I don't think I've ever read like a mini series that's like all in Skrull world.
I mean, there was a good arc in A plus X, the like mm-hmm. Avengers and X-Men like yeah. mashup comic that was a team of mutant Skrulls.
Oh, okay.
And like a team of X-Men teaming up together. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. But I think that's like the closest I've seen to like a prolonged arc with like a bunch of Skrull characters
yeah.
Interacting with each other.
And I feel the way, and again, it's was a different time, was a bit of a different time, but I feel like the way Zavin was written was like that for a Skrull, gender is a choice,
right?
Which again, I don't know if that's how it would be presented if they were writing it now, but I always found that relationship really interesting, especially for Carolina, because she kind of has this unrequited thing with Nico or Nico
mm-hmm.
it's Nico, but some people say it the other way.
We know a Nico.
That's exactly why I said it wrong. But like has an unrequited thing with one of her best friends, and like she's going through a lot. So the fact that someone shows up and is just like, "I am here for you. Mm-hmm. I am to be your betrothed. Let me be there for you right now." Is I don't know. There's something romantic about it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like. Just because it wasn't the culture that we were all raised in. Like, arranged marriages don't, like, really get my motor running, generally.
Yeah.
But I do like the sort of act of service that is in, like, oh, well, like, because when, what was the name of the Skrull?
Zavin.
So when Zavin
comes
to Earth.
They're both Skrulls, right?
No, she's no. from another planet.
Oh, she's okay. like, she's like a star baby.
Yes. And,
okay,
and
okay.
her parents.
I misunderstood.
Stopped a Skrull invasion, and the way they stopped it was promising
got
her
it. Mm-hmm. marrying her away.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
But again, none of the parents are involved. Like, if the parents were there, I'd probably be less into this ship. But like,
they set it up and then went off and died,
and
then
set it
and
forget
it's
it.
All coming.
Set it and forget
it by dying.
Sorry, Colin, you were ramping up.
No, but it's like just like kind of a cool act of service. Like you arrive, your body doesn't like identity is such a weird thing to perceive mm-hmm. from a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Because your body doesn't make your identity at all, like the way it does for us. Mm-hmm. So like boom, now I look like a human. Like, does that do it for you? And she's like, nah. And he's like, boom, how about now? And she's like, well, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, I kinda like that because mm-hmm. it's just like, I don't know. I like an easygoing partner.
Makes someone who'll just change everything about themselves for you.
If you want them to change
at literally everything.
It's not literally everything to them because they don't care.
Body shape is not a
picadillo for them.
Do it right now.
Hot take at the end of the episode. Let's do it.
Let's take us out.
Uh-huh.
Looks good.
All right.
Could look a little better. And I'm talking about like changes, like size of breasts. Height, foot size. I don't know your thing.
Do you just say, I have notes?
Yeah. How specific can you get? Because you could be like, you know what? My type is like a Chris Evans type or something, right? But could
just to
you
pull
get
an example from nowhere.
I don't know where that came from. How specific can you get before it's like wrong?
Yeah. I think what I would do is just like hang pictures of Mackenzie Davis like around the apartment then let the
wait, but like
Kelly
in,
goes right to her phone, Google search
in like
Mackenzie Davis
in San Junipero,
no, in The Martian.
Oh, in The Martian, okay, or, very specific. Yeah. She's only in like three scenes, but you have each scene.
Well, because it's right after Halt and Catch Fire, so her hair is like kind of the same, but a little longer. Yeah,
no, she's babe. Have you seen Tully?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Is it good?
I read the script. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And
it's out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw what Mackenzie Davis looks
like.
So
you would show by example. What do you say, Kelly? Is it creepy to get like, I want your biceps to be 17 inches?
They don't care at all. But here's the thing. They don't care, right? Here's the thing.
Dictate the whole thing.
If they're like, I don't care, right? Like this is just like a nail polish color to them, right?
That's the thing is I would be like, let's change it up every little while.
Oh, yeah, totally. No. Because here's the thing.
Because eventually they're going to like something of themselves.
Right.
Because we're
human. Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Eventually they're going to be like, oh, I like having long fingers.
I thought you were going to say fingernails. I like having really long fingernails.
That's a deal breaker.
And I'd be like, get away from my vagina.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.